Welcome back to the House Rules Podcast, the show where we break life's chaos into manageable rules, one brick at a time. I'm your host, Stephen Almeida, and today we're diving into something deceptively simple, yet game-changing. Before we get rolling, let me drop a little Nipsey Hussle wisdom on you. Instead of trying to build a brick wall, lay a brick every day. Eventually, you'll look up and you'll have a brick wall. Now, most people hear that and think, yeah, I get it. But do you? Like, really? Because if you're out here trying to stack bricks without a plan, all you're building is a mess. And I've seen some of y'all metaphorical construction sites. Let's fix that. Today, we're talking about why small commitments matter and how to stick to them and how this one rule can turn you into an unstoppable force in nature. Let's be real. This episode might save you from being the guy who starts 37 projects and finishes exactly none. Don't be that guy. Nobody likes that guy. So let's get to it. I want you to dream big. I'm talking colossal, audacious dreams that make people uncomfortable when you say them out loud. But, and here's the kicker, you don't get to dream big if you're not willing to move small. Think about the Great Wall of China. That thing's a wonder of the world. But nobody showed up with a crane and said, all right, boys, let's knock this out in a weekend. It was built one brick at a time by people who probably hated their job but stayed consistent anyway. Now let's bring this down to our level. Small commitments are like the starter kit for your dreams. They're manageable, eatable, and most importantly, they build trust. Not just with other people, but with yourself. Because let's face it, if you don't trust yourself to do the small things, why should anyone else trust you with the big ones? You ever meet someone who talks a big game but never follows through? Yeah, don't be that person. Be the one who quietly lays a brick every day and lets the results do the talking. And let me tell you, when people see you consistently showing up and delivering, they gravitate towards you. It's like moths to a flame, but the flame is just you being reliable, which sadly is rare these days. Now you're probably thinking, okay, Stephen, I get it. Small commitments, bricks, great wall, yada, yada, yada. But how do I actually stick to it? Let me hit you with some practical advice. Number one, write it down. First thing in the morning, grab a piece of paper, a notebook, whatever. Write down 1 to 3 small achievable goals for the day. Now here's the twist. Once you write them down, they're non-negotiable. You don't get to argue with the list later. It's like signing a contract with yourself. And if you can't trust yourself to honor that contract, who the hell else is going to trust you? Number two, add some pressure. Here's the hard truth. Nobody does anything great when they're comfortable. Comfort is where dreams go to die. You need a little pressure to get moving. Think of it like a kettle. You won't get tea unless that water boils. And yes, that's the most philosophical thing you'll hear about tea today. Tell someone about your commitment. Put it out there. Or better yet, give yourself a consequence. Like, if I don't go to the gym today, I'm not watching my favorite show. You'll be amazed how fast you can move when Netflix is on the line. Number three, commit to a routine. Here's the beauty of a routine. It takes the guesswork out of your day. When something becomes a habit, you don't have to think about it. You just do it. It's like brushing your teeth. Nobody wakes up and says, do I feel like brushing my teeth today? No, you just do it. And this is the key. Don't pick commitments you're not ready to see through. Because once you invest time and energy into something, it's harder to quit. So choose wisely. Let me be straight with you. Discipline sucks. It's not sexy. Nobody's writing movies about the guy who wakes up at 5 a.m. every day to write in his journal. But you know what is sexy? Results. Results are what people notice. Here's the problem. Your body and brain are wired to resist change. Your brain is like, hey, let's just chill here where it's cozy and predictable. And your body's like, yeah, I'm cool with that. You have to override the program. And here's the trick. Find joy in the grind. I know it sounds weird, but if you can shift your mindset to see hard work as an opportunity instead of a chore, you've already won. You ever see someone at the gym that's just loving life while they're sweating buckets? That's the vibe you need. Embrace the suck, as they say. I've got a challenge for you. Starting tomorrow, write down one small commitment for the day. Just one. It doesn't have to be monumental. It could be as simple as taking a 10-minute walk. Then follow through. No excuses. No, but I didn't feel like it. Just get it done. And if you're feeling bold, post about it. Use the hashtag House Rules Podcast and share what you're working on. Let's build some accountability here. Remember, greatness isn't built in a day. It's built brick by brick. They're your brick today, and who knows? You might look up one day and see your great wall. That's it for today's episode of the House Rules Podcast. If this episode hit home for you, do me a favor. Rate, review, and share it with someone who needs a little discipline in their life. Next week, we're tackling rule number 9. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. Until then, stay disciplined, stay consistent, and as always, live by the rules. Peace.